advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Why are you rolling your eyes at me, Brent?
Trying to figure out the Twitters.
Yeah. So, me and Brent watched the Twitter account, and Brent is confused about Twitter.
It keeps saying there's interactions, and I open it, and it's like, it's nothing to do with me.
It's just because no, follow back. Yeah, it's just...
That's what it is?
Yeah, just people. People doing stuff on tweeting.
I'm still learning the Twitter.
I don't understand the Twitter.
Yeah.
I've tried to get behind it for years. I've opened multiple accounts and tried to get in. People are like, no, like these comedians are hysterical. Like they send out shit every day. You need to see it. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I have an account.
It's not interesting.
It's its own world.
It is.
I have an account called Laughter Shocks that apparently I only follow Joe Rogan. And it, like, that's the only time I ever get an alert. It says that Joe Rogan posted something. And then it says like at Laughter Shocks. And for a while, I was like, what is that? And then I remembered, oh, I made an account. I don't know the login or anything. I'm going to have to get back on there and figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get behind. I can get behind Instagram. I can get behind the face webs.
The one thing I don't like about Twitter is it's like so-and-so posted. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that person. Like who it tries to get you to interact.
Instagram started doing that a little bit too
with
now.
People. Yeah. That you don't, you have no association with them. They're nothing. Like they don't even have anything to do with you. And it's like so-and-so posted and so-and-so posted. I'm like, I don't care. Like,
right.
They tweeted for the first time.
They're just trying to break up in link clusters probably. You know?
Yeah, they're trying to get you to activity happening
in this circle and not in this circle.
Yeah.
Let's send a message to the other circle.
Yeah, know? So it's some weird, I don't know. Like they do have weird algorithms. Yeah. I see what you're doing.
I see. I got my eyes on you, Twitter.
Yeah. All three of them.
Fuckers, all
I figured,
of them.
Since I can, chakra eye. If I can drink whiskey neat, I can drink cold brew black, but it's still pretty rough.
What? Cold brew coffee?
Just straight up iced coffee.
Is it coffee or tea? Oh, it's I thought coffee. That was tea.
It's coffee.
I was like, that's some strong looking
is
tea.
Is it iced coffee or cold brewed
it's
iced
cold
coffee?
Cold brew iced coffee.
Oh, okay.
Which last time I got it was like pretty smooth, but this one's a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
A little tree barky.
Who's over there?
Mm-hmm. Lots of people.
Mm-hmm. Not politically correct answer.
Lots of people. There's all kinds of people over there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the cold brew coffee, but I do buy some in the afternoons.
Well, they were making fun of me at the counter because I was standing there with my empty cup of four shots of espresso I just had. And I was like, I need something to wake me up. What do you guys got? They're like, we just gave you four shots.
Yeah, but espresso has the lowest caffeine content.
And every shot of whiskey negates four shots of espresso.
Pretty much.
Oh, there you go. That's probably the math. Yeah. So you're buoyant right now. Mm-hmm. So this week.
You're buoyant.
Yeah.
Floating.
Yeah.
He's
not rising, he's not sinking.
Oh,
he's got the coffee and the whiskey are making him buoyant.
Yeah. I liked it.
Not really buoyant, not physically buoyant.
Well, he did float in a salt tank this week, so that proves he is buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's buoyant in there, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm buoyant, I guess.
This week, I did my best to master the art of hash browns.
I always fuck up hash browns. I never cook them long enough. My hash browns gets weird.
My hash browns are dope.
Here's the secret that I learned.
So?
I have a panini press.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
Oh, like a George Foreman grill would work too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome. Huh. Spray the bottom, throw the hash browns in, spray the top of the hash browns, close the griddle, leave that shit sitting there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They're crispy. They're perfect.
Isn't a panini press just the back swivels where a Foreman grill is hinged on the back, but a Panini press will lift
it's
up and
same
let
it shit. Level. Yeah. No, it's just a different, no, it's a little bit different. It
lifts up,
it lifts up higher in the back.
Yeah. That's the advantage.
Cause you get your flat.
Yeah. Like if you put a chicken breast in a Foreman grill,
yeah,
it's all Pac-Man to open. Cause there's a like frozen breast in there. Like
it depends on what Foreman grill you have.
Nah, still it's hinged in the back. It's a flaw.
Not all of them. There's some that the top comes off.
That's a Panini press.
No, it's a Foreman grill. I was going to say, this is a Lowe's pro tip. If you don't have a Foreman grill or a Panini press, you can use a waffle maker.
Yes, you could. Be the that same basic principle.
So, or, shit.
Or a griddle and an iron.
That too. Or just two irons.
Just yeah, it's true. Yeah. Two irons just two fucking irons balance that shit.
Smash in between there.
There you go. Yep.
I'd like to point out that Lowe's.
Or you could put them in a toaster oven, a toaster. You just like frozen, put them in the toaster.
Oh, you mean like a hash brown patty?
Yeah, but you can do the hash browns like that.
Yeah, but I go to Costco because they sell like a pallet of like dehydrated hash browns. You rehydrate them, throw them on the griddle. Yeah. I take soy riso and I mix them in with it so it all griddles together. And then at the end, I'll cover it in avocado and hit it liberally with El Yucateco chipotle flavored. And it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the ultimate breakfast.
That's your success right there, is that you guys are buying pre-made hash browns.
Who the fuck peels a potato?
When I worked at a restaurant, we made hash browns by at the end of the night when you were getting ready to start doing the kitchen shutdown. Like when an hour before closing, you would bake a whole oven full of potatoes.
Yeah.
Like at the restaurants I worked
at. I'm not waiting that long.
We would take the baked potatoes and just let them sit overnight. And then in the morning you would shred, like you would already bake it before you shred it.
That's where I'm going wrong. Cause even if I chop up, like try to make cowboy potatoes or something, it's like it takes forever.
No, cowboy potatoes I'll make myself. Yeah. Like you chop those up, you make, but it takes a long time.
Yeah, you got to start looking like 40 minutes.
30 minutes before you put your eggs and shit on. Like you got to do that.
That's where I'm fucking up. It's like the equation of time.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you bake them first.
Yep.
Or chop them and then bake them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah. You got to bake it, get it.
Then all you're doing is crisping it up.
Yep. I'm just going to buy
But the griddle, just buy the griddle, get yourself a Panini press or a George Foreman grill, throw the hash browns on
there. The other good ones too are those Jimmy Dean ready-made like hash browns, and it has like bell peppers and stuff in it already. And you add in your meat. You add in some sausage or no meat if you don't want the meat. But those are really good too. For camping, you go camping, you don't want to have to deal with a bunch of shit.
Jimmy Dean stuff is delicious, but it's just expensive. I never buy that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going camping, it's a full meal.
But I got to say, throw in some shit, hit it with an avocado, nail it with the Yucateco. It is a meal in itself. I don't need anything else. I'm very happy.
Not put any avocado on it because that is
Brad,
horrible.
You got problems. I know. Brad hates avocados.
Horrible. Yeah. I'm like the Ku Klux Klan for avocados. Ku Klux Klan hates avocados. Like avocados. Every fucking avocado, we murder them.
And artichokes, right?
And artichokes,
Choking aardvarks.
Yeah.
Aardvarks
are cool.
Brad just walks out and looks up at the avocado tree and he's happy because they're already hanging.
No, I piss on the roots. Yeah.
I'm glad that joke went over. There was some silence.
That was a good one.
No, it was good.
That was a good one. Yeah. No smile on my face. Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the strange fruit song playing.
When avocados go bad,
they
turn black.
You know what I'm going to paint is an avocado tree with looking very sad, hanging all the avocados are hanging by rope.
Just an empty noose. That's, or you have a grocery bag hanging from a noose in an avocado tree.
No, I want to hang every avocado.
You got to make up something else for the clan, though.
For what?
I don't know. You got to have a different name. Can't do the. Speaking of, I did this whole time. I didn't get to say it last time because I woke up a little bit on this episode, but I was sleeping through the last one.
The cold brew worked.
Yeah, the cold brew's working. Yeah,
apparently,
actually.
Yeah.
It must have more caffeine. Yeah. Is
it actually has less caffeine?
Ku Klux Klan. I want to put an L in there.
Want to say clue.
I said it, I'm sure.
It's coup.
Yeah, it's coup. A coup. That's so hard
K-U.
To say.
K-U.
But that's not what we're talking about today, though.
No.
But yeah, I'm talking.
No, that's well, not
glad,
topic
I'm glad
today.
You,
I finally
I'm,
caught up.
I'm glad you woke up for the episode, but now we're on the paparazzi.
Now we're talking about the paparazzi. Yeah.
We're not the Papa Nazi. We're talking about the paparazzi.
Not the Papa Nazi. He's a different. He was a pro wrestler.
Was he?
I know.
I sound like it. That had me convinced.
It was a grandpa Nazi. Papa Nazi.
So yeah, we're looking at the paparazzi today. We were kind of curious about who they are, how they operate. It's kind of a strange social phenomenon. Yeah. I mean, even as I was researching it, I started to feel sleazy. Because you can't research it without also engaging in it. So it's like I'm researching it by looking at the photos that some paparazzi took that they made money on. And I kind of felt sleazier the more I researched it. But
I didn't realize that there was independent, that it's independent people. That was my thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like contractors. Press.
Yeah.
No. I didn't know that it was just people with cameras.
Well, yes and no. There's organizations that sort of band together, like TMZ and other groups. But they're
third-party, like private contractors.
Except for TMZ. There's picture houses.
Yeah.
So you have picture houses who accept pictures from.
Like they don't officially get a press card, right? Like
no.
Not officially.
No, they're not press.
No, they're not officially journalists.
They're right. Fucking snake.
No, they for the most part they're freelance people, except TMZ, which we'll talk about the growth.
Like if we get cameras and start stalking Tom Cruise, we're paparazzi.
Oh, if I get a picture of someone doing some crazy shit, if I got a picture of Tom Cruise sniffing coke, they're gonna buy that shit for fucking $20,000.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm gonna make a ton
maybe
of money.
Maybe that's how we fund the podcast.
Maybe so. We need to start stalking all the Bakersfield celebrities.
They're paid stalkers. That's what's up.
Yeah,
they are paid stalkers.
One really got me was the Princess Diana stuff, where they're like, she's going to the gym. Like, because that kept popping up. I'm like, I don't care about Princess Diana going to the gym. But it's like these dudes are running around with fucking ladders, like over this wall, and they're like running around, like going crazy. And
that's all part of it. And because I wondered, because there's a lot of paparazzi picture of people going to gyms. And it's a couple of factors. I mean, one factor is, gyms are public, but it's like people tend to work out at the same exact time. So if you find out that celebrity X always works out at this gym from 9 until 10, you can just camp out there and you expect that they're going to come out and you can get a picture of them going in at 9, but that's not going to be as tasty as the picture of them coming out at 10 when they look all coked out and their hair's all crazy. And then you can sell it and fucking make up
you
some
change,
story.
You change the background to a nightclub and it's just fucking like,
how much, trash. How much like Twitter disinformation do you think celebrities put out there? Like going to the gym, like
well,
tweet,
the man,
and then
the,
they take
well,
off.
No, they look for it. That's one of the ways.
That's
that,
what I'm
that
saying. How much
disinformation?
Disinformation.
Right. Well, this is crazy tweet. Though. Like that I heard that one of the things was somebody would be like, well, if you don't put out this distasteful photo of me, I'll tell you where so-and-so is going to be with a new man.
Oh,
like
shit.
Friends and shit, you know, so like
just throwing them under the bus.
Like, so like just how
that's brutal.
So this episode will go over how celebrities manipulate paparazzi
absolutely.
In their own favor.
And vice versa.
So kind of what I actually told Dave about this topic because I was kind of interested in it. I never really thought about it. I've been involved in where paparazzi were in LA and kind of fucking crazy. Like it gets shitty real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just I was listening to an episode of Jason Ellis and Dax Shepard was on and he talked about this movement that him and his wife kind of helped spearhead with the paparazzi and taking pictures of celebrity children.
What's Dax Shepard from?
He was from Punk'd. That's where he got. That's where.
That's right. He was.
That's where his. That's where he started at. Punk'd. That's where he kind of.
Because
got his break.
I just saw him on. He was on Conan last week, and I saw him, and I was like, "Why is this guy so familiar? Like, I totally recognize his face, but I couldn't picture."
Yeah, he was in a movie. I mean, he's been in a ton of movies, but he's in Without a Paddle.
Idiocracy, man.
Idiocracy.
Oh, that's okay.
The other thing, he was in a TV show that was a really good TV show. It's called Parenthood. And
I heard that was good.
That's a good TV show, and I don't even know if it's on anymore. But I watched it for a few years,
and
it was a really good show.
He's married to Kristen Bell, who was in Veronica Mars and all that kind
he's
of stuff.
He's an employee of the month, Without a Paddle. Yeah, tons
okay.
Of stuff.
He's in all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So what I thought was interesting, though, because he was kind of he's not a Tom Cruise.
No.
You know what I mean? He's a comedian.
He's a C-lister.
Yeah, he's funny, and you know, kind of just off. You know. On his own thing. But what was funny was that he kind of spearheaded this, him and his wife, really credited his wife for it, but because he would just punch paparazzi. They spearheaded this thing where selling pictures to the picture houses weren't profitable for paparazzi anymore because they had to have consent from the celebrity whose child it was.
Right.
So, and he said, if you see a picture of a child in a, you know, a USA Today or fucking whatever these magazines are, or TMZ or anything like that, the parent signed off on that photo.
Yeah.
So that's a sleazy ass fucking, you know what I mean? Like they're right. trying to get their shit out there.
But that's
so
only
Kim,
recent.
Kanye
right?
West. Yeah. This is yeah. in the last couple of years. Yeah. Kanye West, was, Kim Kardashian, their baby. Those are all given.
They sold
to,
those pictures.
They sold those pictures. Yeah. They're making money.
Dax Shepard and his wife, Kristen Bell, were involved in it. And apparently he wrote
Holly Berry yeah, and Jennifer Garner.
He wrote an article yeah. for the Huffington Post that got a lot of traction and yep. brought a lot of attention to it.
And heat.
And a lot of heat, yeah. And then he ended up getting together with Jennifer Garner and Holly Berry, who had been hounded for pictures of their babies. Yep. And then sort of they collectively implemented this change in the industry yep. so that they – so – and basically it didn't – it's not stop – it's not like it's against the law for them to take a picture of the children. It's just that a lot of the tabloids agreed we're not going to reproduce these photos without your permission. Yeah. So they instantly went from a photo that's worth $20,000 to a photo that's worth zero
yeah.
if there's a child involved. And they and Dax Shepard started calling it the pedorazzi for pedophile yeah.
well, instead of the paparazzi. And the crazy thing was like they were talking about, and if you watch these guys, like they go through the craziest lengths to get a picture.
Oh, it's fucking
so it's
crazy.
Not just like they're just hanging out by the car, like, you know, and there's just somebody you happen to walk out and they take a nice little picture. No, they're invading your privacy. They're going in and doing illegal things.
Yeah.
In order to get these pictures.
And it goes way back. Like one of like some of the earliest stuff that I saw, there was a guy who's like sort of famous in paparazzi circles named Ron Gallella or Galella. I don't know what ethnicity.
Ron Gallella, who gives a
Ron
shit.
Ron Galella, but he was a paparazzi who almost exclusively took pictures of Jackie Kennedy and then later when she became Jackie Onassis. And apparently like paparazzis hold him as this like standard, not just because he was always the one who managed to get great pictures of Jackie O that would sell, but like apparently he was like, his pictures were like beautiful.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this rushed. They were all like framed and perfect and like he was just a great photographer.
Shot, yeah. yeah, she was in the one third of
right
the
exactly like it was, they were just great photographs yeah. but then he basically retired on it because he had so many pictures that anytime anyone was reproducing public pictures of Jackie O, odds are he was the one who took the picture.
And he probably had tons that never went in. Yeah. And he could probably sell still to this day.
At some point he got so intrusive that Jackie Onassis ordered, and this is after JFK was dead. She was already Jackie Onassis and remarried, but she still had Secret Service with her, and she ordered the Secret Service to like rough him up and break his shit and take all of his film.
Yeah.
So he sued her like for assault and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then the outcome of it ended up being that he had a restraining order of 150 feet, so he couldn't come anywhere near
her. Get a bigger lens.
And then he still broke that yeah. and it got yeah. down to 25. They then had to redo the restraining order for, he couldn't get within, or no, it started at 25 feet and went to 150 feet. So like they kept getting a
yeah,
bigger restraining order, but he's like the gold standard of paparazzi going way back in the day.
25 feet seems like a half-ass restraining order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially, like, especially for Jackie yeah. Onassis, like with Secret Service.
Yeah. You're
like,
not going to get within 25
yeah,
feet.
So
yeah.
order on the court, 25 feet, sir. You stay back.
Yeah, no touching.
Yeah.
That would encourage
keep your
me.
Dick in your pants.
You know, that would encourage me to like hang out at the grocery store with the bananas and just like wait 25 feet away. Just like, just get my bananas.
Yeah, that's creepy.
You could literally yeah. carry a measuring tape with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they're 25 feet.
Yeah. Not and to just mention, like hold it out and be like, yeah. I'm still good, no, Jackie.
It's great. You have like just like this laser meter like yeah. that shows how far you are from her with a giant telescope yeah. lens.
Not
just like
shirt.
Fucking,
a
you could be in a stadium.
Shirt,
yeah.
yeah. Right.
It's just like, yeah, I'm 32 feet away. But I can see the pimple on your face.
Right, right. Yeah.
We should make a restraining order shirt that has the digital display.
Oh, that'd
and
be
then
great.
Has a little proximity yeah. laser.
And that'd be good for like people who are sex offenders too. So
that's
you
true.
Know how far they are away
yeah,
from schools.
Yeah,
just true. Let them
like
know.
Reads. Yeah.
Did you guys see where the term paparazzi came from?
Yes, from Papa Rotzi. He was a man.
No, you're thinking no. of Papa Nazi again.
Oh,
it was actually the
Italian. My head.
The Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini had a film called La Dolce Vita, and he named this like sleazy photographer. The Paparazzi. Character's name was Paparazzo. Paparazzi. And he was like just a sleazy photographer. Yeah. And then once the paparazzi got big, they were all like, oh, they're like the sleazy photographer in that movie.
Paparazzi.
So then the name ended up sticking. But no, I mean, it goes back to Jackie O. It goes back to the 60s, the 70s. But I think it really exploded, obviously, in the 24-hour news cycle, in the fucking internet era. Everyone wants to see pictures all the time. People are just hungry for celebrity.
Yeah, and I think the big one is like nowadays it's kind of a common thing. Like we're used to it. But I think really where it got huge was like the Princess Diana scandal.
Yeah, I think like, so. Because like, it's always been bigger in England.
Yeah.
They have a huge tabloid market.
Yeah.
Like even like us, if we look back at the 80s and 90s, like we had a handful of tabloids, the National Inquirer,
the same World News, all that kind of shit.
But in England, it was a much bigger industry and they paid more money. And I think Princess Diana is the ultimate, consequence
this
of that.
Happens,
depending on, there's obviously a lot of theories on how Princess Diana died, and some of them don't involve paparazzi. But the official line is basically that she and her fiance were being chased by the paparazzi. And they ended up reaching speeds over 100 miles per hour, and that's when they ended up crashing. They were trying to escape.
And you would think though, like, why are they trying to escape? Like, what's the deal? Like, why don't they just drive normal? But I've seen this shit firsthand. Me and my buddy were outside of a club, and we were actually walking by, going to a comedy club, walking past, and fucking here comes Lindsay Lohan. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay Lohan pulls out of the fucking drive. We're standing right there by her window. She has sunglasses on at night, which is the fucking dead giveaway, And they're like, oh shit, that's Lindsay Lohan. Cool. Fucking she looks. This fucking dude jumps out of the bushes. Had no idea he was there.
Oh shit.
Jumps out of the fucking bushes. Does a ninja roll with a backpack on.
I kind
of
want to be paparazzi now. This sounds kind
of
cool.
Like fucking jumps out of the bushes, fucking rolls, fucking has a camera and shit. And he's running. Runs into us. He's like, get the fuck out the way. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, so he's running. Like, we're like, what the fuck? Oh, paparazzi. Here we go. Like, fucking 6 cars start up. Like, all at the same time. You're like, what the fuck is going on right now? And they're fucking on a chase.
Yep.
They are getting it. And she fucking, she peels out. She's gone. Like, she's fucking getting it.
Right.
And these fucking cars just take off and are on her ass. And I'm like, damn, there's all kinds of people out here. Yep. It's like 9 o'clock in fucking LA down on Santa Monica Boulevard, like fucking crazy.
And then it's like, oh, well, Lindsay Lohan got arrested again for drunk driving.
No shit.
And it's like, well, A, she's speeding, get the fuck away from the paparazzi. B, somebody in the paparazzi motorcade chasing her probably just called the cops and said, yeah, I'm behind Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. She's been drinking, because they're like, fuck, if they pull this bitch over and I get a shot of it, like I got money in the bank.
So there's another time where we were down there and fucking we're driving through this fucking spot. Like we're trying to find a parking space and fucking Britney Spears comes out. And this was during when she was fucking like kind of going crazy.
Right. The crazy years.
Bald-headed Britney. Yeah. She's fucking out. And literally we get caught in the middle of all these paparazzi trying to follow her. And we're fucking like in between cars and we're following them through this neighborhood. And I was like, fuck it. Let's just follow these motherfuckers. See what happens. One of them fucking clipped a car, fucking took the mirror off, and they just keep driving. Like they're just fucking hitting shit. Like they're fucking crazy. And I mean, we got up to, I think probably 70 miles an hour on, if you've ever been to LA or a place like San Francisco where
sounds like Bourne Identity. It sounds like one of those races.
That's why we started to follow. We're like, fuck it. There's like fucking 9 cars following and people all over the fucking place, fucking pulling out from streets, cutting her off.
I think
like trying to like just fuck with her.
I think the Bush like disguised ninja roll thing is just going too far. It's like, I think they just want to do that.
There was dudes. I mean, he might have tripped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he was in the Bush though.
Why even hide in the Bush? Like there's enough hipsters with fucking SLRs walking around. You just wear a fedora and ride a fixie and just fucking snap a shot when they walk by.
I don't know.
That's more covert. I think.
I mean, maybe
if you had a V-neck shirt and a fedora, you're fucking
maybe
cool.
The drugs, I don't know.
I read an article, really good article. It was in Rolling Stone. It's by a guy named Stephen Roderick, and he spent 2 weeks following like a really famous paparazzi guy named Vladimir Labissery.
Yeah.
And his
LeBiscuit.
His nickname is the black Russian, because he's a Russian and he's not black. I don't know why you got the black. But then they talked about the fact that a lot of the good ones have like nicknames. They said that they're named, some of the famous ones are named Bam Bam, Zazzy, Top Hat, and Mexican Vlad. Like all
Mexican
the,
Vlad. Not so to like, be confused like black, with this the guy. Black who, Russian.
Right, right.
He's Mexican.
The Mexican
Vlad.
Vlad's different. Yeah. But he does a ride along for 2 weeks with this paparazzi in this article. And I was reading it and I was fucking blown away. It's like this guy, like, he's just talking about the fact that like their camp, I forget what, they were looking for one celebrity, but they
probably shooting a film or something.
Well, no, he had someone had tweeted that they were going to a pool party at so-and-so's place.
Yeah.
And he knew exactly where so-and-so lived. So he was parked in front of this person's building and then he was waiting and he was watching their Twitter feed. And at some point they were like, oh, just getting into the pool. So Vlad was like, okay, so we've got at least an hour to kill. She's not leaving. So then he was immediately tweeting other paparazzi who were working in different neighborhoods that don't come into the neighborhood he's in, and they'll tip each other off and they'll be like, hey, you know, I'm in my area and Tom Cruise just left it, so he's coming towards you, but I'm currently staked out.
I wonder if they get like
guy.
RBI, like they're like, hey, I gave you the tip, you get 10%.
I think they, and then they just hook each other up. I don't think it didn't sound like
well,
they
if
get
you
any
keep
money
the tips
but
coming,
you yeah, you just help each other
get,
out
yeah, helping
and, you
each
know,
other. It's a network
because you can't cover all of LA. Yeah. You're going to get stuck on fucking traffic on the 405 and you know someone's going to be
when you're following somebody, you're like, hey, we're in pursuit of so and so. They're heading this way. We lost them. They're going this way. Who's in this area?
Right.
Like, yeah.
So, but here's the thing. Like, he's in this ride along with Vlad, and at one point, he's riding in the car, and a nice black Mercedes goes driving by on the other street, and he looks at it, and he says, "Oh shit, that's," and I forget who, some celebrity. He's like, "That's so and so's car." And the reporter is like, "How do you know?" He couldn't even see inside, and he said, because I have hundreds of license plates memorized of that exact type of Mercedes-Benz because it's the most expensive one in Los Angeles. So when he sees that black Mercedes, he looks license at the plate, license plate, and he can tell you exactly which celebrity is in that fucking car. So he illegally like hops a curb, gets to the other side, and just fucking tears off after this person. And they end up going to a restaurant. And as soon as they get there, the word gets out that person's there. And all these other paparazzi show up. Some guy pulls up, trying to take his parking space, and pulls out a fucking machete. What? And Vlad's like, fuck you. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I have people pull guns on me all the time because they're like threatening each other, trying to shake because they want the shot, you know? So he chases this person all over the town, like, trying to get pictures of him, and then ends up not being able to get a good shot, and then goes back to wait in front of the place where they're waiting for. And it's just this endless all day grind of, you have to know. And like, he pays off valets at hotels. He pays off people at like travel agents who will say, yeah, you know, or at the airport, he'll have like fucking TSA people or like people at the gate or that work at restaurants or like in the, like there's always like those
exclusive. Think about it. You're not a celebrity and you're just a dude making some money. If this guy's going to pay you $200 every time you tip him, a celebrity's in town.
Like in all the airports, they have like those celebrity waiting rooms. Like if you're like if you're in the fucking American Airlines club and you pay all this money, there's like a special lounge you can wait in and they'll have word from those guys. So if there's a guy in Miami working at one of those lounges and he said, yeah, I just found out Tom Cruise is flying into LA on the 3 o'clock and you're giving that guy, you know, a 50 every time they call and give you that, you're going to get the scoop. So it's like this bizarre network of informants and following social media,
it's like,
and
its
memorizing
own, its own CIA.
Yeah.
Like its own.
And even the fact that the reporter said, I couldn't believe it. Like the tweet came out that I'm going to be at so-and-so's place. And this paparazzi was like, oh, I know exactly where that person lives, and just drove to their fucking high rise. Was just like, oh, I know where that celebrity, like they have to have such stalking.
Even those lounges, once they're known, maybe they have to relocate that. Like everyone's like, oh, I know in LAX that this is where the lounge is at. You can how do you get to the lounge? Unless there's an underground, you know, tunnel.
Well, it's the same thing. Like Disneyland has what they call the rock star entrance.
Right.
Right.
It's not the same entrance as the front, and you get escorted in by security.
But paparazzi knows that exists. You know what I mean? They probably know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like I said, I got landed in one of the little trains with the X-Men chick. I always forget her name.
What's up with you? Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
No, I know. It's Phoenix.
I forgot her name again.
She has that
weird Russian name.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Famke Janssen?
Yeah. Yeah. Femke.
I wanted to point out an OCD that I have. Obviously, you guys want to hear this, but yeah. When you said memorizing license plates,
you're constantly taking pictures of your dick.
Yes, and I send them everywhere. I hoard them. Dick pic hoarder.
You fucking who's a football player?
I like the veins in that one. This would look nice in black and white.
Oh, look at that pigskin. Look at
that. No, it has to do with license plates.
He's masturbating to photos of his own penis.
Oh. Sheer perfection. Yeah. Look at that mushroom tip just glistening with the bathroom light. No. The pre-cum all over the head.
Okay, now you're going too far.
I'm more of a shaft guy in the way.
That's just the basin. Like the girth. Look at the basin of that.
when stuck in traffic, you know, I have this thing where like my mind fights against me as OCDs do. Yeah. I'm like, don't memorize that license plate. Don't memorize that license plate. And then I have to memorize the fucking license plate. And then it'll stick with me for days. And I'll know the fucking license plate.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm like, it's like, don't think about it. Don't look at the license plate. Yeah. So I don't know if anyone else does that. I'd like to.
No, you're
we can start a group.
You're halfway to paparazzi already.
Yeah, you're good.
You've already got the skill set.
You know where one famous person lives.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah, I have a ghillie suit. I'm going to start tomorrow.
Start taking a picture of Dave everywhere randomly.
We should start taking pictures of each other and keep convincing people to buy them.
Yeah, I'm like,
look who I got a picture of.
Yeah. Sophie King Podcast. Like, you don't know them?
What the fuck?
Like,
we get about $2.50.
That's fine.
I'm going to need about $2.50.
Yeah, I'm going to need $250? No, $2.50.
No. We're just talking about the Sofa Kings.
I don't know. Victoria Barton's going to be around somewhere just like snapping pictures of us when we get famous.
She got us in the crosswalk.
She did. We did get paparazzi.
Where was she? Yeah, we got paparazzi a couple weeks ago. Yeah, months ago.
We also got Chupacabra, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things that really changed the game was TMZ. Like the TV show and entity TMZ changed everything about what it meant to be a paparazzi. And TMZ started in 2005.
They're kind of like their own paparazzi, aren't they? Like they
kind of their own
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck in the crosswalk just for a second. No one wants to buy that fucking picture, but on a very super low level, we totally had someone with a camera take our picture because of who we are at night. And we didn't know they were there. And that's a little weird.
I gotta watch myself when I'm punching babies now. Yeah, it's like fucking
That's money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah.
So on a super low level, like you can relate a little bit. That was weird. That happened. It's like, yeah, it's a weird invasion of privacy. But I don't care about that particular one. But that is weird that happened. Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen it like the couple times that I'll go down every year and hang out with Rob, like Rob Van Dam. He goes out and there's people taking his picture and hounding him and wanting his autograph.
Apparently, he has a hot ass new girlfriend or something. There's a bunch of shit on social media.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. In TMZ, he's dating some crazy other wrestler girl. Yeah.
But so TMZ, it's named after, apparently there's a 30-mile zone in LA that's centered on West Hollywood, which is where all the celebrities are, and they call it TMZ, I guess the militarized zone, or I don't know what they say TMZ stands for, but Harry Levin, if you ever watch the TMZ TV show, he's like the scumbag in the t-shirt who's like hanging over a cubicle.
With the fucking handlebar mustache.
Yeah, he's always holding a soda or something and making fun of his staff. It's a very strange. I've never really sat through an episode of TMZ because it's pretty much unwatchable.
I never gave a shit.
But they changed the game because it used to just be that paparazzi had to score massive, important pictures of A-list celebrities doing important shit. And that was the only thing that sold.
Not anymore.
TMZ came around. They got a 30-minute show every day to fill. And then Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight and all these other places start to do the same thing. So now it's like you'll get a fucking picture of like, you know, Steven Tyler with some topless old lady in a Jeep on an obscure island that no one on earth wants to see. And TMZ will fucking blast it.
Yeah.
And it's like, so TMZ really changed the game and made pictures that otherwise would have been inconsequential and not worth money now be worth money. Yeah. So you've got B-listers and C-listers constantly being hounded by paparazzi because these people make a living. They make money per photo that sells, right? And
and they sell them to multiple places too.
Right.
So if you, like, I was watching one in the UK and it was, I would assume it's pounds because it's not US dollars.
Right.
But they had one photo of one person that sold to probably 40 different tabloids,
right,
for $200, $300, $400, $500 a piece.
Yeah.
Same photo.
Yeah.
That's not that much at all, though.
Well, yeah, no, but when one photo makes $9,000, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, 9,000. Yeah, not 500.
Well, no, it sold to like 20 different tabloids.
Because
same photo
in total.
Yeah, I was looking at the prices. That guy, the Black Russian Vlad.
Yeah.
He said that a typical picture of just a daily that he takes a picture and sells to someone.
How many kangaroo
bulls? Is going to range between $50 and $500 for just like a low end bullshit picture. That's what he's going to sell it for. He said that he said that everything is context. He said that he took a picture of Jessica Alba that he normally thought would have sold for about $400. But yeah, it sold for $900.
Yeah.
And when he asked the people who he sold it to, why did this sell for so much? It's just her getting out of a car holding a purse.
Yeah.
And the fact is she was holding a Christian Dior purse.
Yeah.
And Christian Dior bought the photo.
Yeah.
So they could fucking put it out and so they could spread it into different magazines. And all of a sudden they have an advertisement.
Yeah.
So she had nothing to do with it. She just had a Christian Dior purse. Yeah. Christian Dior bought the photo and spread it out there, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like there was a guy named Top Hat Rick. And he happened to be in a park in London, and he wasn't even on the job, but they always have their camera, and he saw Prince Harry and Kate Middleton walking around, and there was no one around, so there were no other paparazzi, and that's what makes the picture worth more money.
Yeah, nobody got the shot.
He took the shot. It was a great clear shot because he wasn't being chased, there wasn't any shit going down, and he sold it for £20,000.
Yeah.
One fucking photo of nothing, just two people walking, and he gets £20,000 for it.
That's a lot of money.
At one point, Vlad said that his best picture was the Black Russian.
Google Black Russian, it's just hot black guys with abs.
I'm never going to look it up.
And
it's probably just going to be an alcoholic beverage.
No, and my next, I really Googled it.
Oh, you did Google it.
Okay, good, because I was going to Google it. Now I don't have to.
And the Black Russian is a drink. It's just alcoholic beverages. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Black guys with six packs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah.
Well, all Russians have six packs.
But if they're black. Yeah. The Black Russian was just eating at a Mexican restaurant, and he saw Amanda Bynes, who I'm not even really sure that is.
She was a Disney star.
Okay. He saw Amanda Bynes. I guess she had just gotten her license revoked.
And she's kind of crazy now.
She had gotten her license revoked for a DUI,
yeah,
and no one had gotten a shot of her since then.
Yeah. You know who she is.
No, I don't.
You've never seen her?
No, he's showing me a picture of her. Yeah. I have no idea who she is. But he saw her coming out of another restaurant across the street.
Her boobs hanging out didn't help.
Her boobs hanging out don't help. So she had just gotten a DUI, her second DUI, gotten a wreck. No one could get a picture of her because she was super on the down low. He was sitting at a restaurant, saw her walk out of a restaurant across the street, grabbed his camera, sprinted out of the restaurant, got a picture of her.
Hey, Amanda.
And sold the picture for $85,000. Yeah. $85,000 fucking dollars for a celebrity I can't even recognize once you showed me the picture of her.
She's pretty big though,
because he's the only one who could get the shot, right? And that's what it comes down to. There was another guy was in Georgia and happened to see Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. And this was after they had broken up, and he got a picture of them together after the breakup. $150,000.
Very important. $150,000.
I
say we just carry a camera everywhere.
And it's all about circumstance. Like he talked about the fact that one day when Paris Hilton was at the top of her game, she came out of a bookstore and she was hounded by paparazzi. So 1,000 people were taking pictures of her walking out of the bookstore. No one wanted to buy any of them. One guy got the perfect angle of the fact that she was holding two books and one of them happened to be a Bible, and for some reason the fact that one of them was a Bible made the shot suddenly worth thousands and thousands of dollars when no one else could sell any of them.
Porno.
So now she's got a
bunch. I'm gonna derail the fuck out of this real quick,
and Clue, she's probably carrying the Clue Ran with her.
Dave's gonna love this. Brad's gonna love this. So Brian Ross, who's been on the show Life Bites YouTube, he sent me a message, I think it was last night. And he got anagram crazy on some website, and he took our names and basically used the letters to spell other things.
Oh fuck!
So Dave, your name on the podcast is now Toad Venom.
Yes, I'm aware.
But
Toad
Brad,
Venom. So Dave Moten spells Toad Venom.
Yes,
that's pretty awesome.
I like how Dave already fucking knew though. That's funny.
Yes, my name is Toad Venom. Yes, yes, that's my superpower name.
But Brad's is the best, though. It's Try Bad Oral.
Try
Bad Oral.
Try Bad Oral?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Or this one's really good. This is also your name, Lab Rat Dory. That might be better.
Lab Rat Dory. Yeah. I like Try Bad Oral.
Mine's really weird. Mine's Beaten Snarls TV. And then the podcast name, Sofa King Podcast, is Act of God Spa Sync.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's got to be something better.
Yeah. Toad Venom's taking
Toad Venom's though. Dope. I'm happy with Toad Venom.
I like Try Bad Oral. Yeah. We had Try Bad Oral and Toad Venom. You got to step your fucked up name up, Brent.
I know. He even found you a logo apparently on the internet. Oh, nice. Someone already had Toad Venom.
Yeah. There's another Dave Moten out there.
That's right. Yeah, that was kind of
a shout out to all the Toad Venoms and Bad Oral out there.
But so another thing that I thought was interesting about the whole paparazzi thing, aside from just the making money and the fact that it's a constant fucking grind, these people are trying to make a living. And that's why you got run over by six people, Brad, because they were all trying to get a fucking $120,000 shot. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's just going to lead to madness everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it leads to car crashes.
Yeah.
Fucking. I mean, I was curious about different wrecks because I saw the Princess Diana thing, and just a quick search, I saw just a couple of weeks ago, Selena Gomez hit a fence because she was trying to get away from a mob of paparazzi that were surrounding her truck.
Or and the only way she could drinking and driving. And
no. There's video of it. Yeah. Like she's completely circled by paparazzi, and the only way she can go is back. And there's a fence fucking behind her, and she's like, "Fuck it, I'm running over this fence. Yeah. Like I'm getting the fuck out of here, Jesus Christ." And I'll probably would have done the same. Yeah, I'll pay for the fucking fence. I don't really care. A paparazzi full on intentionally rammed Justin Bieber's car to try to get a photo of
him. His monkey was injured too. Injured the chimp.
Chris Brown, the woman hitter, wrecked his vehicle trying to escape, like just fucking wrecked his Porsche trying to escape paparazzi that were chasing him in 2013. In 2012, a paparazzi named Christopher James Guerra died trying to get a picture of Justin Bieber. He was driving so fast to catch up and try to cut Bieber off that he lost control of his vehicle and died for a photo that most paparazzi said probably would have brought him $100.
That sucks. That really sucks.
Yep.
I have to defend Chris Brown because I like his music. I don't think he was beating Rihanna. I think he was just testing the durability of her forehead. That's all.
I don't know much about it. I just know I see his name and I think who hit him.
That's what he got. Yeah. I think he is a piece of shit, but there's some songs that I like.
I don't really even know his music, so I can't even attach that on there. And then the last one that I saw, I guess
that's
I should have ended
with. Because you still listen to like the doo-wop fucking
platters,
fucking jazz. You play jazz piano.
I do listen to jazz piano.
I know.
Actually, I rode in the car with him onto.
What were you listening to?
It was jazz.
It wasn't really jazz. It was Brian Setzer. It was rockabilly.
But at one point, he made the decision to change it to the 80s station, and then I was all about it.
Yeah, he was all about the
80s. I can't. 80s music.
I sang Meatloaf. I sang Meatloaf in his car.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then Nicole Kidman was run over by a paparazzi on a motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah. Just fucking run over by a guy on a motorcycle.
God damn. Nicole Kidman was? Like,
yeah. Because that's
is that why she's so ugly?
Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
She's good looking.
Well. You're cross-eyed too.
Yeah, no.
And then you always hear like the stories of
twice as good.
Just twins.
That's right.
Ooh, twins.
Who's your sister, Nicole? What?
You always get the paparazzis who like attack people.
Yeah.
Right. Or I mean the celebrities who attack paparazzi, right? And I can never fault them for that. Can you fucking imagine?
Oh, hell no. I'm
just constantly fucking some shit up in your face.
The one story that Dax told was they were on like a bike trail, and his wife's not very good at riding a bike, so she can ride straight but can't really make any turns. And so the paparazzi jumps up onto the trail, getting a straight on shot of him, takes a picture, runs back down, hops in his car, drives down further on the trail, back up on the trail, basically just following them, you know, down this trail.
Right.
Hops back in the car. Well, finally gets to a point where there's this like fucking obstruction where they have to go around. And so Dak said his only option was like, this guy's going to make my wife fall or I'm going to have to hit him.
Right.
So he hit him. fucking just palmed his camera, knocked him out of the way. And he's like, yeah, she went right through and we're good, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to pay, you know, like they're going to call me up and want fucking money and I'm just going to have to pay.
Right.
And, but they never did.
They never pursued
because these
it.
Guys, yeah. Cause these guys are fucks, you know?
Yeah.
Like you deserved what you got, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to retract my Nicole Kidman statement. I looked it up. It's not that good. Even young. It's all about makeup. Like it's just, yeah. It's, and there's some, I looked up young to be like, maybe it's because she got old. She had work done, but man, look at this one. That's not good. Yeah.
So one of the famous, one of the more famous cases of someone assaulting paparazzi, which is actually one of my second favorite, I think. There's all kinds of fucking Bieber Brad hitting
Pitt,
a dude.
Brad Pitt.
Jude Law smacked a female paparazzi in the face. Kanye
Shia LaBeouf smashed somebody.
Yeah,
what I'm talking about.
He just does coke with them in parties.
But Woody Harrelson getting off of a plane with his daughter, the Black Russian was taking photos of him and Woody Harrelson ran up, fucking hit him, nice. Took his camera, smashed his camera and then hit him again. And was like all fucking like yoked out crazy.
That's because Woody
on coke.
They took him to court and, he basically said, this is so awesome. And apparently the judge bought it and he got off scot-free.
Yes.
He had just gotten done. He just got on a plane and flew back from filming Zombieland.
He thought,
and he said like, he was like, he thought it was a zombie. Swear to God, his defense was he thought the Black Russian was a zombie, and the judge bought it, and he didn't.
He had a little temporary insanity.
Yeah, he had a temporary insanity. He thought the Black Russian was a zombie and attacked him. That's my second favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite is Sean Penn, who's like famous for teeing off on paparazzi.
Yeah.
And
see these guys who are known to hit paparazzi. Paparazzi antagonize.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they want
to. I want to get hit and I want to take a picture right when your fucking fist is hitting the lens.
Yeah, or getting video of it
exactly,
or something.
Yeah. And by the way, that incident with Woody Harrelson, the Black Russian had worked for TMZ. And then after that happened, I guess it got so much press that the TMZ fired him because they didn't want a paparazzi
that bad
being
rap.
Famous. Yeah. No. He was just doing interviews. He was getting all this heat and doing all these interviews. And everybody thinks that what's his name, the sleazebag in the tight t-shirt who runs the place, fired him because he was getting too much heat and he wants anonymous, you know, more anonymous paparazzi than that are in there.
That zombie Woody defense was on CNN.com. So I accept.
It's out there. I was like, this
Brent's
like
just like, awesome. No.
I'm fact checking.
Fact checking. Look at him, Nicole.
No, that one's worthy of fact checking.
Trying to find a good photo of Nicole Kidman still. We're still looking.
But so the Sean Penn thing was, and this is a long fucking time ago. This is my favorite ever assault of a paparazzi. In 86, he was in Shanghai filming Shanghai Surprise, I think was the movie he did with Madonna, like long fucking time ago.
Okay.
That's when they got
and
married.
He went into his hotel room and found a paparazzi in his hotel room.
Holy
Someone had
shit.
Broken into his hotel room, was waiting for him to get in there to take a picture of him, hoping it would be him and Madonna, hoping whatever. And Sean
or
Penn,
him and somebody else.
Him and somebody else.
That'd have been a
good
one.
Sean Penn lost his nut, whooped the guy's ass, and hung him off a 9-story balcony.
Yeah.
Threatening to drop him and kill him if he ever fucking saw him again. And the paparazzi hightailed it out of there. Apparently, Sean Penn got arrested and they let him go so he could finish doing the movie. And then when the movie was wrapped, he just hopped on a plane.
Fucking took off and
never went back to Shanghai where he apparently is still wanted for hanging a fucking paparazzi
attempted
off a
murder.
So I had to give Sean Penn the fucking gold medal for how to fuck with a paparazzi. And that there's been endless incidences after them of him.
Was the paparazzi Chinese?
I don't know.
That's what I'm picturing. Because I didn't realize Shanghai. You were in Shanghai. Yeah, that all.
No, but there's endless photos of Sean Penn just fucking punching paparazzi in the face. Like he fucking does it legit. Penn doesn't fuck around with paparazzi. But the other thing, and Brad, this is something you talk about at the very beginning, and it's the idea of what the celebrities stand to gain from the paparazzi, because it gets, it's a two-way street, right? I mean, and the other thing is, like, I even read, even Dax Shepard was saying in interviews, look, like 90% of the paparazzi I meet are perfectly fine. Like, they're cool, they're respectful, they try to get some pictures. He was like, but there's this 10% that are going to ram you in traffic because they're so hungry for a scoop that they're going to do this crazy shit.
Yeah, they know him and stuff. I've seen it, like, where they have film of it and they're walking down the street and they're taking pictures and walking backwards and like, what's up, Tony? Like,
yeah, exactly.
They know.
Yeah.
They know the guy.
No, you'll know exactly
because, like, hey, Sean, yeah, just working, you know, busy today. Click, click, click. I saw Madonna.
Especially if they work in quadrants. Like, if Tony always works this area and that's where you go to the gym, well, you're always going
to
see Tony.
It only pays to be, if you're in that. If you're in that and you're not really caring if they're just taking pictures of whatever, and if they're the constant, the same pictures you're giving them, like, who gives a shit?
I would just get sponsored by Gatorade, and then knowing they're going to be out there, I would just, like, smile and hold up the Gatorade.
That
shit
would be awesome. Yeah,
let's just start taking advantage of that.
Yeah. Well, no, actually,
passing by, drinking a King Cobra.
Ryan Reynolds
did that.
Put some
El Yucateco on my hash browns.
Ryan Reynolds got a lot of criticism because he, like,
used it as a sponsor.
He used it as a sponsor, Splash, and like, he had a brand new motorcycle, and he kept, like, posing on the motorcycle so the paparazzi would get him.
Why does he get shit
he
for it?
He stopped like, and perfect. Ate Burger King and was, like, posing with his Burger King, and, like, all these shots of Ryan Reynolds came out of things, and there were, like, two other things. He got frozen yogurt at some frozen yogurt chain, but it was basically everyone knows that he was getting paid by these people to get photos of him doing it from the paparazzi, which is fucking
great,
awesome.
Man.
Like, he got a free motorcycle and a Whopper, and somebody else sold
that's,
photos of
that's
him.
That's awesome. That is ingenious. Like,
but I looked at some of the tip-offs, and it's like, there's like, a lot of times they tip them off themselves. Like, in like Britney Spears, in the middle of her meltdown era with bald-headed umbrella Britney,
no
would like
limo.
No panties limo Britney, she would call, like, she had a paparazzi guy she would call, and she would call this guy and say, hey, I'm going to be at this club at 11:30, come and take pictures of me. And so, like, half of those photos where she's all out of her mind and drunk coming out of a club, she already tipped off a guy to be there taking pictures of her as she leaves the club drunk. Like, she was she was already tipping people off. Kim Kardashian does it, according to the different paparazzi people. She's got a handful of people she'll call and say, I'm going to be here with Kanye at this time, so come get pictures, because they want to be splashed everywhere.
Well, and that, and they, if you have the decision of when you get shown, wouldn't you rather look your best?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, you tip them off to,
yeah, like, hey, I'm going to be over here at this time. Like,
that wasn't Britney's.
Those,
plan.
No. Well, that's just, I don't give a shit. Like, you're just fucked up.
That's my
head,
favorite Britney, to be honest.
Yeah, I like that Britney too. You really want to be shown in your best light. You know, you don't want to be shown in your fucking sweats and you just got out of bed, you know?
Right.
Trying to go to the grocery store.
But part of it, though, is the fact that Kardashian and Britney were unique because they weren't just tipping off one member of the paparazzi. They were tipping them off for a percentage.
Right.
So they were like, look, I'm going to be a fucking hot mess coming out of this club at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You come take a picture of me all drunk and sloppy, and I get 20% of whatever your photos sell for.
Seems like they make enough money. They don't need that. Like, Ryan Reynolds gets a motorcycle. How much is that motorcycle?
I don't know,
fucking
man.
That's the thing, though. Like, the more money you make, the more free shit you get. You know, like, people are just giving you
but
shit
the thing,
because
I mean,
they want you to promote the product.
Right.
If these people are making between, like, for a good expensive shot, if they're making between $20,000 and $80,000 a picture, back in the heyday of Britney going fucking crazy, there was a picture showing up every day. If she was making half of that every single, like, she was making an extra $20,000 a day just being drunk. Like, fucking, who's going to say no to that?
Getting percentages. Yeah. They're making money off of the paparazzi, like,
because they tipped off the one guy.
Makes sense.
Sure.
Because why wouldn't you want a piece of, hey, these are my fucking photos.
Right.
I'm the one doing this shit. Like, why not get a piece of it?
Right.
And it's staged how I want it to be.
Exactly.
Staged.
I can control the narrative, you know, that way.
And then you start having power because they're making money off of you there's this fucking shitty shot of me. Like, I don't want that shown.
Right.
You know, like, the guy's like, hey, is this cool? Yeah, cool. Great. Boom. Sell it. Like, and everything is framed how they want it framed.
Right.
There's no bad shit.
Right.
I
even get approval of the photos.
Yeah.
All that shit.
That,
you know,
one's
that's
great.
All.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I read a couple of interviews of people who are retired paparazzi, and they said that a big money maker is that they get in good with publicists. So like they, like one guy was saying he was on, he was the go-to guy that Tom Cruise's publicist would call. So if Tom Cruise was going to go to lunch with, what was her name? What was his ex-wife's name?
Angelina Jolie.
No. Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Like when they were first getting
Brad Pitt.
When they were first getting married and like all, and he had jumped on the couch and acted like a jackass in front of Oprah and all that shit.
Yeah.
His publicist, without Tom Cruise even knowing, was like, oh, Tom and Katie are having lunch at so-and-so at 11:30. He would call this one paparazzi and say, go down there and get flattering pictures of them eating lunch. And the publicist who knew their agenda was giving them the actual dates and places to show up to take pictures of the clients, which is kind of fucked up. It's like the celebrities don't even know it. Their own people are selling them out. But again, it's for their own good. It's like we get good pictures of them, et cetera. And that's all part of the magic of the paparazzi machine.
Is it magic? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's well, that's the thing really is magic. Like, again, as I was researching it, it just got sleazier and sleazier because we're all looking at it.
I'm not like I honestly don't. I've seen stuff. I don't pay attention to celebrities. I don't
Most people do, though. Well, no, even if you're not intentionally seeking it out.
I'm sitting here talking about it, looking it up.
Well, no, but I mean, even if you're not intentionally seeking it out, you're going to get on Facebook and someone's going to post some fucking picture of somebody. Some paparazzi took that picture and sold it to somebody.
You get flashed. You get programmed just like everybody else.
You get stuck seeing it, you know?
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand the infatuation with
people,
the celebrity.
Live for it. People give a fuck. They're like, what's the baby look like? What
do
they need?
No, they do. They fucking and I'm like, up, man.
And I've always been the type of person to be like, if I died right now, are they showing up to my funeral? Do they care? No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, who gives
them.
A fuck
like,
about
I really like, yeah, Brad Pitt was in one of my favorite movies. Like, I just don't care. Like,
I don't know if I'll cry.
I would shake his hand and be like, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, cool. You do good shit.
Like, yeah. Like, I like your work.
Keep it
up. Fight Club was great. Snatch was great.
Right.
Like, I'll grab the fuck
and whatever
the dick.
Fuck else you're in.
You would.
Like,
grab
I don't even
dick.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, I'll grab it. Sure.
You would.
But again, the double-sided thing is it's like, one thing I read is there's a place called Mr. Bones Pumpkin Patch, which is like a high-end Halloween place or something. And apparently a lot of celebrities take their kids there dressed
the
up
Halloween
to go through
one?
Stuff.
Oh, no, this is a different one.
Yeah, it's a Halloween thing. And it's in L.A., and it's like a ritzy kind of a place where celebrities can take kids. And this one celebrity said that there is a catalog out there of over 35,000 photographs of celebrities with their children that are taken at this pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
And the paparazzi... Paparazzi's point is, how are you a celebrity who cares about the privacy of your child and is then going to go to this place where you know paparazzi are camped out 24/7 waiting to take your... So it's like there is definitely a part... It's like there's fancy restaurants that celebrities go to eat and you're going to be photographed.
To the defense, like there are plenty of celebrities who are not in the spotlight. Who are
they
very
never,
famous
like
and they don't pop up
Tom
in the
Hanks. So, like, there's never a crazy photo of Tom Hanks fucking doing coke. It's like, it's just a picture of him getting in a car.
Yeah.
He's just being
if that, like, there's nothing exciting about it. Like, there's people who want to be in the media and they've chosen to be, and they are. And when they don't want to be, they're not,
right.
You know what I mean? When they're not hot, nothing's coming out. You know what I mean? Like, there's, so I honestly believe that in some part the celebrity has play nowadays, especially has a part in what's going on.
Sure.
Especially with everything with the children, you know, their children, not, if the photographs of their children are not selling, they shouldn't have any issues,
right?
You know, with, you know, paparazzi hounding them or selling these photos, you know? But on the other end, you know, they did, you know, that was one of the big things where paparazzi always say, well, they chose to be a celebrity. They chose to be a celebrity.
No, that's always their defense.
Like, yeah, and I mean, kind of, you know, but do you have to violate their privacy? You know, like,
exactly.
That's the one thing, you know, you chose to be a photographer,
right?
But, you know, like, that's not your problem if, you know, your camera breaks or whatever, you know, like, oh, well, you chose to be a photographer, you fucking asshole, you know?
I chose to be a celebrity, but that doesn't mean that I chose to have some asshole pay money for a fucking helicopter to fly over my backyard and take pictures of me when I'm sitting at the pool.
Yeah, if you're out, if you're out in public and you're wanting people to know that you're out in public, then cool. Yeah, like, there's, yeah, you're going to take pictures of me. Like, I know that. I understand that. But as far as like being in the privacy of my own home and wanting to be in my backyard or at a fucking somebody's birthday party, something private, you know, I think that it is sleazy to infiltrate like those things, you know, like people like, oh, here's her in the backyard swimming or, you know, having a private moment on a private beach, you know, whatever, like that they really don't want
like you always
to be.
You always hear like these celebrities and they'll be like, oh, like they'll be on a talk show and they're like, where did you go on when you were on vacation over the summer? And they're like, oh, I went to the island of Junfala. And you're like, I've never heard of this place in my fucking life. And it's like, I know. That's why I went there.
Yeah, because you because can't find it on a map.
If I went to fucking Waikiki, there'd be 8,000 pictures of my fat ass in a fucking bathing suit sitting on the beach. Like, there's no...
Can you imagine, though? You can't even just kick the fuck back for a second and relax? No. Like, well, you're just kind of drinking.
Yeah,
and
that's the one thing, like, hey, yeah, I just want to go to the grocery store because I fucking ran out of milk.
Right.
Like, now I got to pay somebody to do that for me? Like,
That's what you have, a kitchen cow.
That's the shit,
Or it's like you always see, like, you'll see a tabloid and there'll be, like, a picture of some older celebrity and it's like, you know, such and such AIDS rumors confirmed, and there'll be like a picture of the celebrity looking like shit.
Yeah,
and it's like
every picture, every one of those just looks like Eazy-E in the hospital bed.
It's like it's just a picture of them with fucked up hair. They probably had the flu.
Right.
It's probably four years old, but someone got the perfect angle in horrible light. Yeah. They just looked gaunt and skeletal, like, and
is that
fucking
Michael
jaundiced.
No.
And it's like, nope.
Star Jones.
Exactly. And it's like you have this wretched picture and you just print some bullshit. Yeah. And make a ton of money selling it. Yeah. And
the new thing is on Facebook feeds, it keeps going like, find like The Rock got busted for this or whatever. And then like, if you click on it, it's like, oh, they're insinuating he got busted for steroids. And they're like, yeah, apparently he was taking a supplement called blah, blah, blah. And then like you read down, it's like, it's fucking an article for you to buy.
Yeah,
like,
but for buy a supplement. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how The Rock got
started. They use it for advertising. Yeah. But then again, like shit like that, like who gives a fuck if he's taking steroids? That fool's huge. Like,
of course
he's a fucking movie star. Like, he's fucking ripped. Like, you're going to be doing something. Like, who gives a shit? Like, really, like, does it affect you? You know, like this is the gossip age though. You know, like everything.
And social media just makes it worse. Everything
it does. Everybody's worried. Everybody's worried about everybody else.
Yep.
You know, like that. That's like one of my pet peeves. Just worry about your fucking self. You know, like, who cares if that dude at your job ain't doing his fucking job? He'll get his.
Right. You know, you do your job. Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing that I ran into in all of the paparazzi research is this guy from the Ukraine named Vitaly Sediuk, who is a Ukrainian paparazzi / reporter / prankster.
Okay.
And I was reading about some of the shit that he does, and it's fucking fantastic. Much as Sean Penn is my favorite celebrity who beats up paparazzi, Vitaly Sediuk is my favorite paparazzi. So some of the things that he's done.
Vitaly suck a dick.
He tried to, because everybody knows who he is. So he was barred from the Grammys, but he tried to get in by going in drag. So he dressed in drag because he thought he'd be able to sneak in a fancy gown, but they recognized who he was and kicked him out.
I know those titties. You're out of here.
There's a singer named Ciara.
Yeah, Ciara.
No idea who she is. But at Fashion Week, I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't fucking know who these people are.
I don't know
who
that is either. I'm good.
You know who Ciara is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, man.
Music, I'm even going to be worse with than other people. But
because she's not jazz piano. Sorry.
She was at, she's not, she didn't play jazz in the 60s, so I don't know who she is. Apparently she was at Fashion Week in New York in 2014 and Vitaly got right next to her and then stripped all of his clothes off and had like a banana hammock on and ran up and hugged her. So to get pictures of him in a banana hammock hugging
like
Ciara.
Borat with a camera.
Oh yeah. Wait, he then,
well, he said prankster. So
he got famous because,
not because of the banana hammock with Ciara. He wasn't famous. Yeah,
no.
So this is where he got famous.
Building up, he kissed Will Smith at the Men in Black 3 premiere.
Nice.
And Will Smith pushed him back.
So that's a way to get your ass whooped.
Shit. That's a good way to get your ass whooped. Well, oh, he's gotten his ass whooped.
There's rumors Will Smith's gay. So
I don't know that he wanted to make out with
it.
Yeah, it was a tentative push.
Yeah. It was like this. It was like
a quivering tentative push.
Yeah. Stupid.
His most famous move, and this is what he's done several times, and it started with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
he
shit.
Tackled Leonardo DiCaprio
Fuck.
And buried his face in DiCaprio's crotch and started to motorboat.
Wow.
Hold on. This is his patented move.
This
though.
Is his patented move.
This is like, this is, if he was a wrestler, this is his move.
Finishing move.
This is his finishing
this
move.
This is his signature move.
That was the first case.
So DiCaprio played it off, made a couple of jokes. They dragged the dude away.
My God.
And then he kept walking into the premiere. He, at a red carpet thing, he leapt over a security barrier and tried to tackle Brad Pitt.
Oh my God.
Grabbed his lapel, but fell
and
on the
Brad
security
Pitt's
barrier.
Known for punching
yeah,
paparazzi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he falls to his knees, but doesn't quite pull off the tackle. So while he's on his knees, he starts motorboating his crotch. So Brad Pitt starts punching him in the back of the head.
Brad Pitt did that snatch punch,
until
man.
They drag him
Brad
off.
Pitt, that was the one like paparazzi thing I remember. Like it was Brad Pitt punching a fucking dude in the camera,
right,
like,
right.
And getting sued
yeah,
over it.
Yeah. And then most recently, he jumped over a security barrier and tried to tackle Kim Kardashian to motorboat her crotch.
Oh, well, that's more feasible.
But her security people got to him first, so he didn't get anywhere near Kardashian. They pinned him to the ground,
whose
dragged him
did
off.
He motorboat? One of the bouncers, like, just fucking started motorboating his crotch. Just like, well, I can't get Kim, so here we go.
Signature move is the celebrity tackle motorboat.
Jesus Christ. That guy's
legit.
I see why he's your favorite.
Yeah, that guy's legit. Like
not once, not twice. He just keeps doing it. Like to whoever he can get his hands on, just tackle him.
When I looked up Vitaly Sidduk, or however you say it, it says punched Brad Pitt in the face, prankster assault arrested Hollywood. This says he punched Brad Pitt in the face.
They might have had priors.
Video.
Yeah.
Also says paparazzi of Vitaly Sidduk wearing Brad Pitt t-shirt during community something.
Yeah.
Because he got community service for the assault.
Yeah.
So then he wore a Brad Pitt
shirt. That's
t-shirt.
Awesome. This guy, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. He's fucking great. Legit. So don't fuck with Ukrainians. Even their paparazzi will fucking tackle you and motorboat you.
I'll motorboat your crotch.
That's fine.
See, I don't know, man. The whole thing's a mess. It's like America is guilty for fucking supporting it. Everyone who watches TMZ, and TMZ is so huge that paparazzi now, there's an entire cast of paparazzi, an entire class of them who don't even have to take pictures. They just do detective work, creep around LA, and then call TMZ and say, hey, so-and-so's coming out of the gym in 20 minutes, and then TMZ sends somebody over there to get the picture. So there's a whole sort of second tier paparazzi that just tips off.
So
TMZ
if you're not
is so huge.
Because photography is hard in itself.
Right.
Like getting these shots.
And a lot
night,
of them are photographers, and but they realize I can probably make more money as a tip off to TMZ.
And you don't have to have a camera. You don't have to have anything.
And they have
you.
Their own crew. Yeah. So they don't tend to buy
the
external
is, like,
shots. But
there's
they know
a market
they can,
for it because the public wants it.
Because the public wants
it's
it.
It's the don't hate the player, hate the game thing. Like,
yeah, people
the fucking
eat it
people
up.
Want that shit.
But then even the celebrities do. C-list celebrities tip off paparazzi.
Yeah,
get pictures of.
I mean, how do you manipulate, you know, fame? You know, like that's what people do. Like people do stupid shit to get famous. Look at people on YouTube.
Right.
Look at that's why putting out the fucking pornos became
a big thing.
A big thing, you know, Paris Hilton with hers and then other celebrities.
And I mean,
for
every fucking Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan that are complete train wrecks on camera that are selling pictures left and right, there's a fucking Tom Hanks, who's just way more famous than them. And the paparazzi don't bother because what am I going to do? Look at that big crouton
he's putting
in his mouth.
He's eating a turkey sandwich today. Yeah.
there's no heat, you know?
I think too, like what drives it. And like you said, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know, like why are we feeding into this huge just bullshit story, you know, like who gives a fuck, you know, like you could follow your neighbor around and probably get more interesting shit out of
right.
him, you know what I mean? Don't follow me fucking around anywhere.
No,
okay.
No.
But anyway,
I was just amazed at how aggressive they are, how hostile they are, how many car wrecks they cause, how reckless they are in their attempts to get a shot.
A lot of them are ex-felons and stuff to where they're just doing this scandalous ass shit. Not saying that all ex-felons are bad. People change their life and turn it around, but some of these guys are just fucking just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's paparazzi out there that
do you know this? Like, you're just saying paparazzi are ex-felons? Like,
no, like, that's a thing. Like, that is a known fact, I guess, I'm regurgitating some information,
right?
But it is a known thing that a lot of them are ex-felons, and a lot of them are just constantly break the law and just don't give a shit.
They're already felons because they assaulted someone.
Or maybe that too. Yeah,
you have a particular set of skills. Like, I can break into your place. I can fucking chase you through traffic. I can fucking
I can tackle you and motorboat your crotch.
I can get right up on your ass and get a picture before anybody knows I'm there. Like, I mean, it's a weird.
That's gonna be Brad's new jiu-jitsu move.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yep. Watch out tomorrow
12 noon. Yeah. You getting takedown.
Yep.
Fucking motorboated crash.
Yep. So yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, though. We're all playing into that, and I think it has to do with our lives. I think people think their life isn't exciting.
Right.
You know, like, you have this boring, you know, monotonous life where you go to work and you go home and you watch TV. There's nothing exciting about it. So you fall into this fucking category of the celebrity, like,
right,
their life's so exciting, you know? So,
and their life isn't exciting.
No, it's really not. They just have more money than you.
Like, go to a fucking film set for a day and then tell me how exciting their life is. You just fucking sit there all got like,
yeah, but at the same time, if you're eating Taco Bell and Tom Cruise is over there having a fucking crunchy taco, you're like, what the fuck? Is it Tom Cruise eating a crunchy taco?
Yeah, no, I would say, like, oh, crazy Tom Cruise. Like, I honestly wouldn't even probably walk up to him. I mean, didn't we see somebody and we're like, I don't know.
Me and you?
Yeah. Was it not me and you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I've seen a decent number of celebrities in L.A. And for the most part,
L.A.
For the most part, it's just it's just weird. It's like, because it's never like, oh, that's so and so. It's like it's like, I fucking know that person. It's like there's this recognition.
And I'm
instantly thinking, was that one of my students? Like, why do I know who that person? And then it finally fucking dawns on you. Oh, that's that famous person.
Dave's like biggest with celebrities. Anywhere we go in service industry of any sort that I go with Dave, the cashier or person serving us or checking us out or whatever it is, is like Moten every time. Moten. I'm like, damn, he knows everyone.
Well, I was in Walmart yesterday. I like had dog food and shit, and like I was ravaging through this like fucking Blu-ray bin, and I was just, and I never even buy them, but I was like, oh, the original Ninja Turtles, and like my daughters were like scavenging through it, and this guy's like, hey, and I didn't even know he was talking to me. And I was like, hey. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, hey, remember I seen you at, or I took your order at Jack in the Box? And I was like,
what?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, man. Like, cool, dude. He's like, yeah. And then like walked off and I'm like,
why though?
Cool.
Why did he know you?
That's weird.
No, he took my fucking order at Jack of the Box. Like, that was
it.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the podcast.
I don't know. Like, I just was like, oh, fucking, hey,
yeah,
cool,
I sure do. Those were the best curly
best
fries
breakfast
I ever
sandwich
ate.
Ever. Yeah, fucking. Like, yeah, yeah, just crazy. Like,
he's like, you had like, the cool, croissant. Cool, yeah, the number four. Yeah. You got orange juice instead of coffee.
No.
No one does that.
Remember me? Yeah, I took your order at Jack in the Box and then I followed you home. Remember that? It was when I was hiding in your bushes and you didn't see me all night long watching you sleep? Do you remember that? That was great.
Then I broke into your house, put my finger in your butt.
Apparently, he posted on Craigslist.
Oh, no, I remember that.
But you just didn't see the Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
Missed encounter.
Stole
Jack in the Box.
Stole my holy boxers.
Remember, I stuck your toothbrush up my butt and took a picture of it.
Gross. Remember that? You don't remember that? Are you still wearing those crazy underwear? The MeUndies thing?
Yeah, we're yeah? not MeUndies.
My Sacks, what was it? Ball pouch?
Keep going.
I'm trying to think of more.
You got nothing?
I'm out. I'm too tired for jokes today. Obviously, I've been quiet.
I'm not even going to tell you.
What is it? It's not MeUndies, not Sacks.
Marsupial man? Is that what it is?
Marsupial. Crotch supial.
Ball pouch.
Ball pouch?
What are they called? Grape smugglers?
Pokeballs.
Pokeballs. Yeah.
What is it called for real?
My package.
That's my package?
Yeah.
Oh. Silence.
I was just disappointed. Brent's names were better.
Yeah.
Not really that great. I have no jokes today. No, I was just wondering if that was something you fell off of, because I have all my clothes nailed down except for, I'm pretty happy with my underwear, my socks. I got nothing though. You got any soccer?
I have a particular set of socks.
They're champion.
No.
What are they? I'm curious.
Hanes extra light.
No.
Black. I only wear black socks.
I only wear black socks too.
I have Smurf feet.
The Hanes ones. I don't know about that. They're quitters.
All about the black. No, you got to get the black socks. Black.
I have black ones. That's what I wear.
I have
black Hanes.
You wear tall ones though. You wear like the old like.
I have calves like bowling pins though. Yeah, and I'm old school.
Why would you socks go on your calves? What is that about?
Because I don't wear socks.
Well, but no, but you have to wear low, like the low, low.
Wear those weird ass little half fucking socks. I wear those.
No, not half socks, just like ankle socks. Like
nah, I can't ankle do socks. That shit.
I wear those in my work boots. People flip out.
What do you wear? You got fucking lederhosen on? What are you wearing?
He wears the fucking blue, the blue and the red striped fucking all the way up to the bottom of the knee socks. Like
along with shorts his, above along my with knee. His matching headband.
Yeah. Fucking look like it was from, what's that, the basketball movie?
My balls are showing.
Tropic.
Tropic Thunder?
No, that's not.
You said Tropic.
No, I know, but it's Will Ferrell, the basketball movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. That movie's
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I watch it. I have to tell you guys something. If you guys haven't seen, I know we're like...
We're just babbling now.
We're babbling, but Netflix, Stranger Things. If you guys haven't seen that show...
Nope, never seen it. Probably won't see it.
I don't know. Because I recommended it, Brad will immediately boycott the shit.
Nope.
I'll go in and block it. Thank you for the recommendation.
Thank you. Cancel Netflix. Cancel right now. Cancel. Done.
You're missing out. It's actually scary. Well, scary for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, is that
Christ.
The one with Winona Ryder in it?
You just said it's scary. Now I really know it's bullshit.
Well, no, it actually looks good. And I saw the clips I saw look good.
Brad's going to hate it more if I tell him this part. It's like if Poltergeist had sex with Goonies and then Goonies met up with Stand By Me and Stand By Me had sex with Firestarter. And I don't know who else came to the party, but it's super 80s. It's really good.
Well, you lost me at 80s. Yeah. Cancel Netflix.
That's what I was saying. Like, I knew you're not going to like 80s, but that's a fucking good show.
Guess I'm about to become a Hulu guy.
Yep. You ever seen Jessica Jones?
No, what's that?
Watch that. Dope. It's scary.
No, I won't watch that. Shit got awkward and weird.
It's dope.
So, yeah, that's a good thing I was quiet because as soon as I talked, it got awkward and weird at the end of the episode.
Yeah, why don't you go back to sleep?
I might.
Talk about some sponsors first.
Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They're out at the convention today. We had a chance of going, but
this is Tuesday. This is Friday. You're way off. You're like a week off.
Now I see why you guys support Jawadism because we're already traveling.
Yeah,
it gets confusing being a Jawadist evangelist. I travel a lot and I get confused.
Yeah.
So thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Thank you, Digital Creations. Thank you to Salt 7. Thank you, Dark Side Graphics. Thank you, PrintDirtCheap.com. And thank you to Dan Camarillo. That's what I got. I didn't embellish on anything.
That's it.
Yep, that's all of them.
That's it.
Did you quit? You quit now?
Yeah.
No more Don't Be Retired?
No. I think you did.
Yes, 1996 marks the beginning of a new era. The dysfunctional member of the alcoholic family is exhibited. Sometimes I wonder if it's all worth my while. Exhibit stay versatile with $1 million lifestyle. And I can feel it as a child growing up. The niggas I was real and the niggas I was scared as fuck. That's why Exhibit only roll with a chosen few. You ain't really real, I can tell when I look at you. To ease off the trigger talk, you ain't killing shit. It's not affecting me. Or the niggas that I'm chilling with, I don't believe the hype of my work tickets. Nigga, you make a gang of noise, you never seem like a cricket. I guess that's why we never kick it. A lot of niggas are soft and get tossed trying to fuck with the liquid. How many niggas do you know like this? Always claiming that they rhyme, but they really turn bitch. It don't make sense. Either you a soldier from the start or an actor with a record deal trying to play the part like that. This is shame. Niggas in the rap game only for the money and the fame. Extra laws. This is shame. Niggas in the rap game only for the money and the fame. Paparazzi. It's a shame, niggas in the rap game, only for the money and the fame, extra laws. It's a shame, niggas in the rap game, only for the money and the fame. I don't want no lights, no cameras, just action, goddammit. Never no superstar, I'm more like a planet. So my composure is kept while others start to sweat. Emerging from the fog with my fucked up dialogue. Trying to live high on the hog leaves you bankrupt. And niggas you spent it on would not give a fuck. And that's deep, how deep? It's deeper than Atlantis, home of the scandalous, big bad. Los Angeles, dangerous, vandalous, yo,
know not to be trusted. So how the fuck is you hard up in your scarred by the boulevard? Pulling that card and saying shit, motherfucker. Flowing like liquid. Soak it in, motherfucker. I'm breaking it down. My sound surrounds like death from the west. Putting whole counties to the test. It's all in perspective. Break a one-night copy. This is for the niggas getting caught up in the paparazzi. This is shame, niggas in the rap game. Only for the money and the fame. Extra large, extra large. This is shame, yeah. Niggas in the rap game. Yeah. Only for the money and the fame. Paparazzi. It's a shame, yeah. Niggas in the rap game. Yeah. Only for the money and the fame. Extra large, extra large. This is shame, niggas in the rap game. Yeah. Only for the money and the fame. Yeah. Niggas most stressed and cross-dress, but I just played it back. Others going through schemes and pipe dreams for a contract. Feel tightly, bro. Fuck them all, how I feel. I made a cool half mil before I had a record deal. Therefore, you look and stare like it's magic. But 2 months of anything can make you an addict. When devils restart static, forgot the automatic. I set it all straight, I spread hate, then I vacate. But wait, who dares to cross this path? Yo, I see you like math cup with glass, make a bloodbath. So on behalf of all the niggas I get drunk with, smoking blunts with, I dispose of your punk shit. And keep it all in perspective. Carbon copies getting caught up in the paparazzi. Once again, it's the liquidation crew. And we return to you like this. It's a shame, niggas in the rap game. Only for the money and the fame. Extra large. It's a shame, niggas in the rap game. Only for the money and the fame. Paparazzi. It's a shame, niggas in the rap game. Only for the money and the fame. Extra large. It's a shame, niggas in the rap game. Only for the money and the fame. Paparazzi. It's a shame.